I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. My old fishing buddy Stacy Barber, when he was still alive, taught me some tricks on how to catch a largemouth bass on topwater, and I'm going to tell you about one of my favorites. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Stacy Barber was an incredible bass angler. This guy loved waking me up when it was still dark and getting out on the water for topwater action. We'd fish till 9:30 in the morning. By then, the bass had quit biting on the topwater lures, and we were done. But until then, it was one after another great action, and this is the time of the year when it all went down. One of the things that he taught me, and you should know, is that you don't have to be fishing heavy cover for topwater bass. Now, you're going to be fishing what looks like open water, but there will be some vegetation that's growing, but not to the surface. There will be 2 or 3 feet between the surface and the tops of the weeds. Now, what you're going to be using for a lure is a buzz bait. It works very good in these open water situations. You cast it as far as you can, and you just burn it back to the boat. These bass are still feeding aggressively, and they'll chase that lure down, and they'll just crush it. Like any other topwater lure, give them a couple of seconds after they hit that bait to get it so that that hook can be just buried right into their jaw. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.